from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Jerry, was the focus to add physicality and grit in some of the prospect and add that element to your pool with some of the guys that you had in the last day or so?
It's always one of the elements you're looking for. It's really tough to be able to identify and check all the boxes with the players when they're 17 years old. And I heard Kevin, you know, talk about the trade and the player we added. I mean, what makes it so attractive, something like that, is that's a player that's already doing it at the NHL level. So you're trying to predict with which 17-year-old is going to be a player that's willing to take that on in the future. It's not just a matter of a player having size. I think the thing we value the most is the high compete level. And obviously size is important, and you hope that in time, those two things will end up, morphing into, even maybe more toughness and aggressiveness than you see at the time when you're watching them in the draft year.
What can you tell us about the footwear? Obviously, he stands out just because of his size, but can you tell us?
Was a huge priority player for us. We had him high on our list. It seems like there's one of these players each year for us that we've been fortunate enough to get in the early to mid second round. Obviously a big kid, skates well. I think he has a good brain for the game. The character with this kid is just as much a part of the story as anything else. He left Minnesota high school hockey before his junior year to move out to Lincoln, Nebraska, played 2 full years in the USHL, which is extremely rare for a kid to leave Minnesota high school at that stage. Going into Minnesota Duluth next year as a true young freshman, forced his way onto the U.S. team at the World Junior A Challenge, was the youngest D member on that team, and started as a 7th D-man, and by the end of the tournament was their best player. So the package and the person are both extremely attractive to us. Always helps, or usually helps, if you have the right shot as well. And I think he's a player where you'll see what I just talked about, the compete in character that morphs into some toughness and aggressiveness as he goes up levels. It really wasn't, and there were probably actually a couple picks there where it got in our brain a couple times, and we were thinking, should we go after a forward in this spot to balance out the class a little bit, because we were a little D-heavy last year as well. But I do think the previous couple drafts before that, we were a little bit heavy on the forward side. So we thought about it. We weren't really focusing on D. We had a feeling in the second, third round it might fall that way. Twice there was a forward we were targeting. in the third, fourth round, where the player taken right before our pick was a forward, but we were still very happy with the next player on our list.
Do you go by a philosophy that you'd like to take a somewhere?
I would say close to every year, and you're going to balance that out in terms of what round you take them in. It's really difficult. There tends to be a run on goalies, as we all know, in the second and third round, and it seems like once the first one goes, a bunch go right after. We didn't feel like we had one slotted in the early rounds where we were comfortable taking them. We thought we had one. We were going to take in the fourth. A goalie, just like a couple of forwards, went right before our pick. And then we had a few that we were targeting late. So one worked out late. But it helps to have them in your pipeline. We were very happy to get, you know, Ratzlaff where we got him last year. So that piggybacks on that a little bit, too. We had, if we did not get Zimmer with that pick, we were going down over 20 slots on our draft board to the next player that would have been available. Captain of the U.S. team moved all around their top six all season long, really for two seasons, is a player that just makes other players and line mates and really that drives the entire teams and programs culture there. I'm very convinced. We're all very close on our staff with the University of Minnesota staff. I can almost assure you he'll be just like he was at the national program. He'll be a future captain at the University of Minnesota. And he's got a fallback game, but he's also got great hands around the net and a good shot overall. And I will add, and I see some of the commentary, and, you know, Consta is the same thing, 5'11", 5'11 and a half forwards. These players are 190 and 197 pounds already. I don't know if any of you saw Consta's brother yesterday, but he plays in the same program for the junior team in Ucaret. A couple years older, he's a little bit over 6 feet tall and 212 pounds. I don't know if we expect, you know, Hellenius to get to that size, but I would expect he's going to play over 200 pounds and touch 6 feet by the time he's playing in the NHL. And Zimmer's same way. I think he'll be over 6 feet and play probably 210 pounds.
You guys have a lot of connections with Geary through Michigan State, whether it be Adam, and then Tim Kennedy coached him with the Junior Sabres. What attracted you guys to him?
Great story there. Another high compete player, 2 years in the USHL, forced his way into the lineup at Michigan State this year, and obviously was stir back there. And the draft eligible player that we saw Michigan State so many times, he was a player that Jason Nightingale was extremely passionate about, as were others, myself included. We brought him into our own little mini combine in Buffalo. I had, you know, Timmy Kennedy and Jason and others telling me what an elite athlete he was always. We ran him through the same test that our NHL players run through and that they use at the combine. He would have tested out at the combine in the top 3 percentile of all the athletes at the combine and probably top 5 percentile of our NHL players. And loved the path, you know, a couple more years at least at Michigan State. And, you know, the Buffalo, being a Buffalo kid's a bonus. And we obviously know his character inside and out.
So he's his development calendar changed because he is 20 years old. He just started calling back. I know it's a little different for guys that are a little bit.
I would consider him still a very raw player. And I think by his own admission, he was a little bit of he used the term that a couple of coaches used with him. He was a little bit of a cowboy on the ice at times. I would say like a wild horse. He just wanted to rely on high compete all the time. And being at Michigan State and playing college hockey and in the Big Ten, he's adapting to a little more structure, scored the game-winning goal in the Big Ten championship game, started to rein his game in a little bit. But the thing we like most is athleticism, skating, strong frame, and the high compete level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.